President Trump's coming to El Paso Monday for a big rally focused on border security, and the Democrats up and down the Rio Grande are apoplectic about it. El Paso's a place that proved walls works, and the media who called Trump a liar about the crime rates there are themselves liars on the subject. For those of you who live in Lubbock County, Monday's important to you, and you need to take action now before Monday to contact your new county judge and all the commissioners about a vote they're set to take. There's a huge push from the Love Debt and Love High Taxes Chamber of Commerce and Civic Cheerleader crowd to ensure the newly elected conservative commissioners, as well as the maybe-a-conservative new county judge, never have a real chance to get spending under control and hold the line on county property tax increases. The outgoing primary defeated commissioners signed about every long-term contract they could before they left, effectively tying the hands of the new conservatives. Now the same group who can never spend enough are pushing Lubbock County's commissioners to vote for a huge $100 million bond package to build roads. They claim it can be done without a tax increase, and while I doubt that's true given all the other areas such as law enforcement that need more funding, I can guarantee that if such a bond is put on the ballot and passes, which is likely because most voters think bond money's free money, these commissioners will never get a chance to bring county spending under control. The commissioners are wanting to hear from you. I mean it. They want to hear from you on this. So contact Lubbock's new county judge and all four commissioners before Monday on the bond issue. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.